Judges chapter number 17. Let me start reading verse number 5. The Bible says, "And the man Micah had a house of gods and made an ephod and teraphim and consecrated one of his sons who became his priest. In those days there was no king in Israel, but every man did that which was right in his own eyes. And there was a young man out of Bethlehem, Judah, the family of Judah, who was a Levite, and he sojourned there. And the man departed out of the city from Bethlehem, Judah, to sojourn where he could find a place. And he came to Mount Ephraim, to the Mount of Micah, to the house of Micah, as he journeyed. And Micah said to him, 'Whence comest thou?' And he said unto him, 'I am a Levite of Bethlehem, Judah, and I go to sojourn where I may find a place.' And Micah said unto him, 'Dwell with me, and be unto me a father and a priest, and I will give thee 10 shekels of silver by the year, and a suit of apparel, and thy victuals.' So the Levite went in, and the Levite was content to dwell with the man, and the young man was unto him as one of his sons. And Micah consecrated the Levite, and the young man became his priest, and was in the house of Micah. Then said Micah, 'Now I know that the Lord will do me good, seeing I have a Levite to be my priest.'" Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Lord, we thank you, my Father, for this day. God, I thank you for the good messages we've heard today. Lord, I thank you for blessing our young people, Father, and helping them. And God, I ask that you please just touch me and help me tonight, Lord. God, I'm nothing. Lord, we know that without you, we can do nothing. And God, I ask that you'd help me, Lord, just to share the burden that you placed upon my heart. Father, give me clarity of thought. And Lord, above all things tonight, Lord, we just ask that you be honored and glorified, and that the Holy Spirit would take the truth of your word, Lord, and accomplish the work that you'd have done here this evening, Lord. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now, the Levites were a special group of people. And we're not going to turn to all this. I'll just tell you, only the Levites were allowed to handle the things of God. You can go back to Numbers. They were over the tabernacle. All the vessels that were in the tabernacle, everything that belonged to, they were in charge of it. It was their job to bear this tabernacle through the wilderness. You remember God would lead them by a pillar of fire by night and a pillar of cloud. When that pillar of cloud would go up, they had to pack it up and they had to go. When the cloud would stop, they would unload everything and they'd set the tabernacle back up. It was their job and nobody else could do it. Numbers 150, chapter 1, verse 51 tells us that if a stranger came nigh, he's supposed to be put to death. Nobody but the Levites could do this. It was their job. And then they were to serve the high priest. They were given to Aaron. So everything in the tabernacle, everything when it came to ministering God, it was their privilege to do that. They were given this great privilege that nobody else could. Now, God loved the Reubenites as much as he did the Levites. He loved the Danites and the Gadites. I mean, God loved them all. He loved them just as much as the Levites. But you know, that was a great privilege that the Levites had that nobody else did. I can imagine in the camp there was probably some children. One, they said, "Mom, I'd like to be one of them to carry the vessels of the tabernacle when we travel." And they had a son, "You can't. You're just not able to." "But Mama, what makes them so special?" You know what made them special? Their birth. They didn't choose to be a Levite. It was just a privilege that they inherited because of their birth. And you know what? For the child of God, we're given spiritual privileges that the world, hey, God loves the sinner as much as he does the saint. But you know what makes the difference? It's our new birth. Because of that birth, we have been entitled, we have been given privileges that the world knows nothing about. There are privileges that come with our new birth that we need to cling to, that we need to take notice of. Did you know God has given us the privilege to come boldly before his throne? Hey, the prayer is a privilege for his children. The world can't. Malia, the world can't, but you know what? God has given you the privilege. You can come boldly before the throne of God and you can bear the burdens of your heart and God will hear you every time. That is a spiritual privilege that you have. Do you know God can let the rock, the stones and the mountains cry out to praise him? My, what a great test. Here it is, Memorial Day. Imagine everybody up there on the mountain and every rock just start crying out, "Holy, holy, holy." My, well, how wonderful that, how God would be exalted. God said, "Ain't gonna happen. It's a privilege that's gonna be reserved for my children." Hey, the rocks could cry out, God could be exalted. But Molly, you know what? God said, "I'm gonna let you lift up your hands and you're gonna be able to praise me. Nobody else can, but I'm gonna let you do it." To serve God, Instead of letting the angels carry out the work of God, you know what? I'm going to let my children do it. It's a privilege we have. Ben, probably the angels in heaven might look at you and say, Lord, he can't get that done. Lord, look and hear the job that you've got. He can't do that. Lord, let us go do it. You know how God would reply? It's going to be all right because I'm going to help him. I got all power and I'm going to help him. That is the privilege that I'm giving my children to serve me, and I'm going to help him. Nobody else can. The privilege that comes with our new birth. This Levite was special, but it wasn't nothing he did. It was just the birth that brought those privileges to his life. For the child of God, young people, listen to me. The privileges that you have, the spiritual privileges you have, it's nothing you've done. It's simply just because of the new birth. But with privilege comes responsibility. God told the Levites they would be separated from the rest of Israel. They belonged to the Lord. Their life was to be about the things in the tabernacle, to be about the things of God, not the things that everybody else, not about the things of the world, if I could just say it that way. God told the Levites they weren't to have any material inheritance. When Joshua, when they came into the land of Canaan, they're dividing up the land. God said, don't give the Levites anything. I'm going to be their inheritance. That inheritance is something that's passed on from generation to generation. Here's what God says. Hey, I'm going to be their riches. Their riches are going to be in spiritual things and not physical things. The same birth. Here's where I'm at. That same birth that brought, gave them access to service, it brought separation in their life. Levi didn't choose to be separated, but his birth required him. Young people, listen. Your new birth, you know what it requires? It requires separation from the world. The world and the child of God should not even resemble one another. The child of God should never look like the child of the devil. It's just that simple. And so here's where we're headed. In our text, we're introduced to this Levite. The Bible says he was of the family of Judah. The Levites were appointed cities dealing with civil matters because he settled in that city that belonged to you. He's just numbered with them. He's still a Levite, even though he's numbered with the tribe of Judah. And then we see a man named Micah. Micah's made an idol. He's an idol worshiper. And he's presenting this Levite with the offer that you can be my priest. You dwell with me and you can be my priest. And so now here we've got this Levite, and he's faced with a choice. He can dwell with his idolater, or he can return and serve the Lord. Now, if he chooses to dwell with his idolater, there's some things that's going to happen. Number one, he's going to have to lose his convictions. He's a Levite. He knows God said, thou shalt have no other gods before me. He knows thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image. That's what Micah's guilty of. Micah's guilty. He knows that. If this Levite, if he chooses to accept Micah's offer that, hey, I'm going to dwell with you, I'm going to be your priest, he's going to have to reject the word of God. See, when you get an idol in your life, you know what the first thing that's going to happen? It's going to challenge your convictions. It's just that simple. It's going to force you to choose between serving this idol or serving God. That's what Micah's presenting to this Levite. Serve me, you'll have to quit serving God, but you can serve me. That's what an idol does in your life. Let me say this, young people, anything that you put ahead of God that takes God's place is an idol in your life. And you know what? If you're going to serve it, let me tell you what you're going to do. You're going to have to lose your convictions. It's just that simple. This Levite knows if I go with this Micah, I'm going to have to violate the Word of God. He's going to have to lose his convictions. It's going to consume his life. His life's supposed to be about serving the Lord. His life's supposed to be about ministering about the things of God in the tabernacle. This man said, won't you dwell with me? To dwell speaks of a permanent residence. I want you to stay with me. This offer is going to require this Levite to devote his life to this idol. Every day, you know what he's going to have to do? He's going to have to serve this idol. He's going to have to be Micah's priest. There's no running back to the tabernacle. He can't run to the tabernacle one day and then run back down to Micah's house the next. He's going to have to choose. And if he chooses to go with Micah, it's going to consume his life. Young people, let me tell you, any idol you let in your life, it'll consume your life. It's just that simple. You can try to balance it and keep it. The bottom line, here's what's going to happen. It's going to get you. This Levite knows if I accept this offer, I'm going to have to devote my life to Micah. He's going to lose his convictions. It's going to consume his life. And it's going to require him to change his conduct. If he accepts Micah's offer, he's going to have to look different than what he does. He's going to have to act different. He's going to have to talk different. He can still be called a Levite. In fact, notice what Micah says, verse 13, "Now I know that the Lord will do me good, saying I have a Levite to be my priest." Hey, keep the title of Levite, but lose all the privileges. You know what? He's a Levite in name only. That's it. Do you know there's a lot of God's people, they're Christians in name only. It's just that simple. They're not living for the Lord. He knows here he's faced with a choice. Micah's saying, hey, you come and dwell with me. Be a priest in my house of gods. And this is what the Levite knows. If I do this, I'm going to lose my convictions. It's going to consume my life and I'm going to have to change my conduct. I'm just going to have to change who I am. Do you know God's people are faced with the same decision every day that this Levite's faced with? Are you going to trade away your spiritual privileges? That's really where this Levite's at. Here's what we're going to see in this text. We're going to see a man that because of his birth, he has been blessed with some great spiritual privileges. But you know what we're going to see? We're going to see him trade them off for things that don't amount to nothing. You know what he's doing? He's trading diamonds for dirt, if I could just say it that way. He's taking the most valuable thing that God has blessed him with, that has privileged him with, and he's going to trade it away for something that has absolute no meaning whatsoever. Diamonds for dirt. That's his choice. And that's what God's people are doing. Young people, here's what's going to happen in your life. As you grow, as you mature, here's what the devil's going to do. He's going to try to get you to the place to put you in that same decision where you have to decide, am I willing to trade off the spiritual privileges God's blessed me with? That's what the devil wants. And so what I want to look at just for a few minutes tonight, I want to look at what this Levite traded his spiritual privileges for. Here's a man, his birth has blessed him with so many things, and he's going to trade it off. And here's the first thing I see he traded it for. Number one, he traded it for prestige. The Levites were to be servants in the tabernacle. Notice what Micah offers him. Look at verse 10. "And Micah said to him, dwell with me and be unto me a father and a priest." He offers him a position. You can be a father and a priest to me. Instead of serving the heavenly Father, you can be a father to the house of Micah. Let me say it this way. Instead of being a servant, you can be in charge. Hey, you can be somebody. In the eyes of man, young people, you know it's more prestigious in the eyes of man to be in charge than it is to be a servant. Nobody wants to be a servant. That's what the Levite's blessing was. That was what he was blessed with, the fact that he could serve God. Here's what Micah's saying. Come be in charge of my gods. Come be in my house of gods. And let me say this. Look at verse 5. Micah serves many gods. And the man Micah had a house of gods, plural. Micah don't have a problem with the Lord as long as he can keep his other gods. That's all he's in. He don't care. In fact, we read it, verse 13. He's proud. He's glad that he's got a Levite to be his priest. Micah even thinks that, hey, since I've got this Levite, since I've got this child of God, if I could say it that way, involved in my idol worship, I'm going to be blessed for it. Young people, the world wants nothing more than to get you involved in their idolatry. Because here's what it does. It makes them feel better about who they are. Hey, Micah is an idolater. But he feels good about who he is. Why? Because now he's got a Levite involved. Sinners. You know what they love? They love to get God's people involved in their sin because here's what it does. It makes them feel better. Well, I mean, they go to church and they're doing exactly what I'm doing. I must be pretty good. Micah don't have a problem with serving the Lord, but you're going to serve my gods too. And so this Levite, he sells out for prestige. He sells out for the fact that he can have a name. And I can just hear the arguments that's going through his mind when he's presenting with this. With Micah, I wouldn't be one-dimensional. Serving all of Micah's gods, that would help me be familiar with all the things that's out there. Let me tell you something. God's people are supposed to be one-dimensional. The only thing that should matter to God's people is that God is pleased with us and our service for Him. Nothing else matters. Amen. We live in a day when we justify. Well, this is wrong. The Levite knows it's wrong. But here's what, this is wrong. But if I do this, really it's going to help shape me to be a better person. It don't work that way. It don't make you more balanced to get involved in the world. Contrary to what a lot of people think. The world leads you astray. Young people, the world will lead you astray. And here's what the argument you're going to do. In your mind, you're going to think, it'll help me develop more into what I need to be. Hey, serving God will help develop you into what you need to be. You want self-discipline? Get up and read your Bible every morning and pray. You don't have to do other things to be self-disciplined. You want some activity in your life? Get out to the house of God and get involved in the work. Everything you need to develop you is right here in the house of God. You don't have to run to the world. You don't have to get into idolatry to try to develop that you're going to be somebody. This is what this Levite did. He looked at everything and he said, you know what? I can be a better part. I can have a name. I can build a name for myself. I don't want to be a servant. I want to be in charge. And so he runs to Micah and accepts his offer that I'll do that. I'll take that opportunity that you're giving me. Diamonds for dirt.
Right,
the spiritual privilege that God blessed him with, he's giving it up for what? So for the applause of men, so he can be somebody in the eyes of men. See, here's the thing. When you serve God, you're not going to be exalted in the eyes of men. You know what you can expect when you serve God? Number one, you expect persecution. All that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. And you can expect reproach from men. But you know what? I'd rather have being persecuted for standing for God and the world look upon me and make fun of me than sell out anytime. Young people, don't trade what God has blessed you with. Don't trade your spiritual privileges, Brady, that God has blessed. Don't trade them and try to build a name for yourself in the world. Don't let your desire for men's applause. When you start having that desire to want to be somebody and for the world to look upon you and think highly of you, let me tell you something, that's not of God. That's your flesh. And you need to reject that. You need to try to get that out of your life. That's pride. This Levite, he's trading diamonds for dirt. He's going to throw away the privilege that he has to serve the Lord to obtain a prestigious position in the eyes of man. What a waste. And you know what we see? We see God's people doing the same thing today. We see he traded for prestige. He traded for provision. Here's what Micah told him. If you'll accept this position, I'm going to provide for the needs of your life. I'm going to give you 10 shekels of silver every year. I'm going to give you a new suit and all your victuals. All your food, the necessities of your life, I'm going to take care of you. No longer will this Levite have to live by faith. Don't have to. Trust Micah. No longer does he have to sit there and wonder, God, how are you going to get this to me? And trust Micah. See, our loyalty resides with who we attribute taking care of us. Now let me explain this. If you don't work, you don't eat. We have a responsibility. I mean, we got to do our part. Next week, I'll work my job. I'll get a paycheck on Friday. We'll pay our bills. We'll buy food. We'll buy the necessities of our home. And you know what we'll do? We'll thank God for it. We'll praise God for giving us a job for the week. We'll praise God for giving us strength and health that we could work. We'll praise God for providing for the needs of our life. I don't give credit to the dad. I don't give credit to our company for that. It's God that does it. It's God that provides it. If our business, if it went down tomorrow, you know what? I'll still have food on my table. You know why? I've got faith in my God that I'm serving. It'll be through, Brother Allen, it may be through a different means. I don't know how he'd go about doing it, but I have faith that he's going to provide for me. You know why? Because I've always had faith in him providing for me. The job is just the means that he works through. But there's a lot of people, they attribute their success in life, and it's not God, but it's the job. They've traded their spiritual privileges and loyalty and give their loyalty to the job instead of the one who provided the job. And young people, I'm saying this because there's a lot of y'all, Brady, Caleb, Grace, Emily, some of y'all, you guys are starting to get old enough that you know what? You're going to have to choose a career. You're going to have to choose something that you can, Brady, you got to find a job that you can raise a family and support a family on. But here's what I want to tell you. Don't give your loyalty to the job. Don't trade your spiritual privileges for a job that's going to provide for your life. You give your loyalty to God. It's God that does it. It's not the job. And there's a lot of people, they get caught up in that. See, here's what happens. When you give the loyalty to the job over God, here's what he'll do. Number one, he'll hinder you from serving the Lord. Instead of you working around the church, getting involved in the things of God, we're working for another master. Hey, we work. We're to work. God gives us a job that we can take care of ourselves, to provide for the needs of our life. But you know what? It's done on a daily basis. You look all through the Bible, when God provides for his people, the widow on the meal barrel, you know what he did? Every day she got, I don't believe that barrel was running over. I believe every day she went to it, she put her faith in that, and God gave it to her. That's what we do. We work, we trust God, but what happens if we're not careful? We get our loyalties misplaced. Instead of looking to God, what God provided for us, we look to the job and we start giving the job. Hey, I need the job. Man, I can't lose this job. They're demanding. Listen, the job is always the more you'll give it, the more it'll take. It's that simple. You'll say, I'll give you 5 extra hours, they'll want 10. You give them 10, they'll want 20. The job will consume your life if you're not careful. And when it does that, guess what? You ain't got no time to serve God. But we look at that many times and say, you know what? I can't lose this job. Man, it's requiring my whole life and everything for me, but I can't lose it because that's what's taking care of me. It ain't taking care of you. It's God that's taking care of you. Young people, don't lose focus. When you're starting your careers, you need to remember this. God has blessed you with spiritual privileges, and you need to cling to them. Don't trade them off. Don't sell out. Don't trade the privileges you have and give it to a job and give it to another master. Here's where you'll end up if you do that. All God will ever get your leftovers. It's just that simple. After the job has taken our time, our energy, and you know as well as I do, you come home working, your mind's racing with everything you got to do to get ready for tomorrow, and you know what? God gets nothing. He gets a few minutes before we go to bed, and we'll read our Bibles, and we'll try to pray, and the whole time our mind's just racing on other things. Micah presented this Levite with the choice. You dwell with me, and I'll take the responsibility of providing for everything in your life. And he liked that. He didn't have to worry. He didn't have to live by faith anymore. Listen, faith, it's easy to sit here and tell you, hey, you just trust God. Listen, there's responsibility on our part, but it's hard to live by faith many times. Your circumstances are going to fight against it. Your circumstances are going to make it look like you can't do without your Micah. God's greater than Micah. You know what? I would rather have Jesus than $1 million in the bank. You say, that's crazy? Money's worthless. It don't matter. In the scope of eternity, it ain't going to be here. You can have money today. It can be gone tomorrow. You can be rich this week. You can be broke the next week. But give me Jesus. And you know what? My life don't change. Whether I got money in the bank, whether I don't, it does not matter, because I'm serving the one. My eyes are fixed and focused on the one that owns it all, the one that has all power. This Levite is trading his spiritual privileges for the provision that Micah's going to provide for him. Young people, trust God. Don't take a job. Don't do something in your life that's going to require you to give your life to it. God has privileged you. God has given you the privilege, Blake. God has given you the privilege to serve Him. That's what God wants for your life, is a life of service. And that is a blessing that you have that a lot of people don't. Don't throw it away. Guard it. And if you're not careful, you'll lose it. We see it that he traded for prestige. He traded for provisions. But then lastly, look at verse number 11. It says, and the Levite was content to dwell with the man. He traded for pleasure. He was content. He was happy to dwell with this man. Now, how could a man that's been blessed to serve the Lord be happy to become a servant to a house of idols? Let me tell you how. Look at verse number 6. In those days, there was no king in Israel, but every man did that which was right in his own eyes. This Levite's allowing his desires, what he thinks is right, to control his life instead of what God says. No longer is he worried about what the Word of God says, what God says. He's just concerned about what he thinks. Young people, when you leave the parameters that the Word of God has set upon your life, you're headed for trouble. This Levite is throwing it all away for what he thinks is going to make him happy. How foolish to think serving an idol is going to replace serving the living God. Young people, let me tell you something. Happiness apart from God's Word is misery in disguise. Just give it time. You may think you're having a good time, that nothing's wrong. This is great. Everything's going good. God is not mocked. You just give it time, and you know where you're going to find out? What you thought was making you happy has led you to a place of misery. When you live your life contrary to the Word of God, young people, it's not going to bring happiness. There's pleasure in sin for a season, but it's not going to last. This Levite, he's trading out. He is trading his spiritual privilege because he's found something that he thinks is going to make him happy. Notice something with me. Look at verse number 20 of chapter 18. Let me back up now. Here's what's happened. The Danites have come down. They've taken Micah's idols. They've taken his priests. Verse 19, and they said to him, hold thy peace, lay thy hand upon thy mouth, and go with us, and be to us a father and a priest. It is better for thee to be a priest in the house of one man, or that thou be a priest unto a tribe and a family in Israel. And the priest's heart was glad, and he took the ephod and the teraphim and the graven image, and went in the midst of the people. But he was happy with Micah. Guess what? He's not happy with Micah no more. He's happy to be with the Danites. See, here's the thing. When you sell God out for happiness, it won't be long. You'll have to find something else to make you happy. The only true happiness you're going to find that's going to endure, it's going to last, is going to be your happiness in the Lord. That's it. And you may think you're getting by and you found the way. Just give it time. You're going to be miserable. We live in a day when God's people are not letting the Word of God direct their steps. We're living in the day of Judges, really. That's where we're at. Every man's just doing that which is right in his own eyes. Regardless of what God says, I think it's all right, and so that makes it true. Young people, it does not matter what I think is right. It don't matter what mom and daddy thinks is right. It don't matter. All that matters is what God said. That's it. You know why? Because one day you're going to stand before God and you're going to give account of yourself, not by what I told you, not by what daddy said or what mom said, by what you did with the Word of God. This Levite thought, I can be happy. I can throw my spiritual privileges away and I can find happiness down here at Micah's house. But it didn't work. Young people, don't, you're not going to find happiness down at Micah's. You may get by for a little while, but then you're going to be searching for something else. Here's all I'm saying tonight. Let me finish up. This Levite traded away his spiritual privileges for things that had no value in life. Instead of enjoying the fact that he had the privilege that he could serve God, he traded it so that he could be somebody in the eyes of man. He would rather be a big shot in the eyes of man than to humble himself and let God work through his life. See, here's the thing about when you serve God. He must increase and I must decrease. And there's a lot of people that aren't willing to get low enough to be used to God. They don't want to decrease. That's what's wrong with this Levite. He traded away his privilege. Instead of living by faith, trusting God to provide for him, he's going to trade his spiritual privileges, trusting that Micah can take care of him. His loyalty is going to be to a man instead of his God. Instead of experiencing the true joy of the Lord, he's going to trade it for what he thought would make him happy. Young people, here's what I see in this text. I see a young man that his birth entitled him to privileges that nobody else could have. And he traded them away for nothing. He took diamonds and he traded them for dirt. He took something that God blessed him with, the most valuable thing in his life, and he traded it for something that had absolutely no value whatsoever. Young people, here's what I want you to do. Do not lose sight of the spiritual privileges that God's blessed you with. When you start losing sight of them, you'll start heading down the wrong road. Notice something. Look at verse number 8. It says, the man departed out of the city of Bethlehem, Judah, to sojourn where he could find a place. Look at verse number 9, the latter part. And I go to sojourn where I may find a place. You know what his problem was? He became dissatisfied. He took for granted the spiritual privileges that he had. Young people, don't take for granted the spiritual privileges you have. When you start taking for granted the privilege we have to serve God, the privilege we have to praise God, the privilege we have that we can find joy and peace and comfort when nobody else can, we start taking that for granted. You know what? It won't be long till we're willing to trade it. Let's stand tonight. Whoever's supposed to play, if you just come play. Young people, here's what I want to ask you. Maybe you need to come up here and ask God just to help you to open your eyes to the spiritual privileges He's given you. Maybe you need to just ask God to just help you not to sell them out. My, how sad it'd be. You know what would be great right now for in your youth for you to purpose and dedicate right now? God, I am not going to trade my spiritual privilege. God, you have given me the privilege to serve you. I'm not trading it for nothing. God, you have given me the privilege that I can praise you. I'm not going to trade it. God, I'm going to be true to you. I'm not trading away my spiritual privileges. Go ahead and start playing, Olivia. If you need to come pray, maybe it's just simply rededicate. Just say, God, I'm not trading it away. Maybe you have traded some of it away and you need to come and say, God, help me to get it back. God, I've made a mistake. I've traded it, but God, restore it back to me. God, give it back. I've messed up. Please give it back, Lord. Maybe you need to ask Him to help you. Don't trade away what God's blessed us with. Don't trade it away for things of no value.